From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Myanmar says it is set to begin processing more than 700 boat people it rescued off its coast earlier this week. Officials near the western town of Mangdaw told VOA the refugees, including more than 70 women and 40 children, were being brought Wednesday to an immigration center near the town of Tong Pyo. The authorities say the process will take 3 days before officials can determine the status of the people and decide what to do with them. Myanmar does not recognize the Rohingya, referring to them as Bengalis. A human rights group says more than 8,000 Nigerians have died as a result of the government's campaign to stamp out the insurgent group Boko Haram. Amnesty International says its researchers found more than 1,200 people have been executed since 2009 during raids by the Nigerian military. It says at least 7,000 more have died in custody because of torture, thirst, hunger, or severe overcrowding in jails. U.S. news outlets say FIFA President Sepp Blatter is under investigation in the United States in connection with the corruption scandal involving football's governing body. News that the 79-year-old Blatter is the target of probes by federal prosecutors and the FBI came hours after he abruptly resigned his post during a news conference in Zurich. Blatter acknowledged he did not have a mandate from the entire world of football. This is VOA News. U.S. Deputy Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Wednesday that the military campaign to stop the Islamic State group has killed more than 10,000 of its fighters. His comments to France's Interradio came a day after he and officials from other coalition partners met in Paris with Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi to discuss their strategy to fight IS. U.S. President Barack Obama has signed into law a bill ending the government's massive collection of telephone call data intended to prevent terrorist attacks. Mr. Obama said the new rules protect both civil liberties and national security. He said enactment of the legislation will provide greater public confidence in national security programs. The president signed the measure hours after the U.S. Senate passed the bill 67-32. The House of Representatives had previously approved it. Under the new rules, U.S. telephone companies and not the super-secret National Security Agency will collect and hold on to the phone call records of American citizens. Federal investigators would then need a court order to examine those records if they suspect anyone of contacting known or suspected terrorists. In China, hopes are dimming that divers will find more survivors trapped inside the ship that capsized Monday evening on the Yangtze River. South Korea says it has tested a ballistic missile capable of hitting any target in North Korea in what is seen as a response to recent military provocations by Pyongyang. Seoul defense officials say President Park Geun-hye personally watched over the successful launch Wednesday at a firing range in the southern part of South Korea. The missile has a range of 500 kilometers and can hit anywhere in North Korea, according to the officials, who add the technology will be deployed by the end of the year. Our leading news story: Myanmar says it is set to begin processing more than 700 boat people it rescued off its coast earlier this week. Officials near the western border town of Mangdaw told VOA the refugees were being brought Wednesday to an immigration center near the town of Tong Pyo. This is the Voice of America. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.